I'm John Moe. This week on Wits, comedian Hannibal Buress joins us and shares the shocking and completely made-up history of Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
When he was a child, he was always wrong. He was just a pure idiot. The man was just a dumb, dumb child.
Plus, music from Open Mic Eagle.
Party people, do you feel me? And if you disagree, you should feel free. If you wouldn't raise your hands to the ceiling. And I ain't afraid to ask you again.
Party and we get some valuable, if not always cohesive, advice from Dad.
Gosh, son, there comes a time in a man's life when the right thing, you can't go wrong with a big piece of steak. My slippers now. Now, Richard Nixon there was, I saw Loverboy in concert.
Hey, Dad. All this plus the Smurfs get serious, Superman meets his match, and a pop song correspondence from Journey's editor. You don't have to stop believing in Wits. It's coming right up. From APM, American Public Media, and Minnesota Public Radio, this is Wits. I'm John Moe. And I love the rap music. When the people rap the rhymes with the words and the beat and the rhyming. We have the rapping on the show this week, in fact. I can't wait. Didn't always used to be that way. I was scared to death of rap when it first came out. I feared the impossibly large portable cassette players. The gruff demeanors of both Run and DMC. I feared for the long-term physical health of the Fat Boys. And I feared the Beastie Boys across the board. All through the Fight for Your Right to Party video, I worried about how much trouble everybody was gonna get in. Here's what scared me the most about rap. That's not singing, but it's more than talking, oh no, what is it? What are they doing with those words? Well, now, I love hip-hop. The Steely Dan sample on the De La Soul album cracked open the door and kind of showed me in. I've been listening ever since. More than any other genre, it gives me moments of, I've never heard anything like that. Kanye West's first single, Through the Wire, recorded with his jaw wired shut after a car accident, saying, thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. Wow. Now, it wasn't just rap I was afraid of. I was scared of all kinds of things. And fear proved a very effective means of discovery. Eighth grade, the suburbs, all the boys and many of the more progressive girls are listening to heavy metal music. A substitute English teacher I had picked apart the lyrics to Stairway to Heaven and declared there was no doubt that they revealed that Led Zeppelin was both satanic and recruiting. The question, he told us, was how best to fight Led Zeppelin. We eighth graders in suburban Seattle, ready to go to battle with the Dark Lord Jimmy Page. To the school's credit, we never saw that particular substitute teacher again. But the approach made sense to me. If you don't understand it, fear it. And fear eventually turns to love. Kashmir? Are you kidding? I was scared of punk rock at first, too. Angry, British, mohawked, sneering. Very alarming. Then I loved it. Prince! That level of androgyny was upsetting for a pubescent boy. If gender means so little, am I going through all of this for nothing? I came around, eventually, and this sort of fear into love expanded all parts of my life. College, scary. Marriage, scary. Having children, my God, scarier than 100 rappers in 1983, all beatboxing and freestyling alongside Robert Plant in a satanic cloak. But now, I love my kids even more than I love A Tribe Called Quest. There's something to be gained by learning fear, trusting fear, greeting it as an old friend, an old dangerous friend, mind you. I don't love vicious dogs or drunk drivers, but in seeking the delight hidden in fear. Seems like a good way to go. Oh, folks. This week's show is one you'll love so much, it must be terrifying right now. Comedian Hannibal Buress is here. And so is your new favorite hip-hop artist, Open Mic Eagle. He's a stand-up comedian. He's one of the favorite comedians of comedians, like Louis C.K. and Chris Rock. He's been seen on 30 Rock, for which he was a writer. He's been on The Mindy Project. He's a regular on The Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim. Hannibal Buress, welcome to Wits.
Thank you. Hey. Thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for being here. I've asked this of other TV comedy writers before. What's something that you came up with on either of those shows that was just too weird to make it to air? Your best terrible idea.
I think for SNL, my favorite sketch, I'm going to make it alive somehow. It was called Fedora Basketball. Hear me out. All right. And so the concept is that now the NBA, the players have to wear fedoras. And in addition to scoring and keeping people from scoring, you also have to keep your fedora on. So say somebody does a crossover and your fedora falls. Oh my gosh, his fedora fell off. So that was basically, that didn't make it to the show.
How did you get started in comedy?
I started doing it in college. I went to Southern Illinois University. Actually, Open Mike, me and Open Mike went to college together. He was my RA.
So you could have a beer backstage, but you got to be really cagey about it.
But yeah, I just started doing open mics. I was involved in performing a little bit already, and I went to an open mic, and seeing other people be bad at it, it kind of demystified it. You know, I was like, I could definitely do that. Because you see it on TV, I can't do that. But I saw that live, and I'm capable of that.
Well, Hannibal Buress, I want to let you loose to talk to the folks here.
Yeah.
Fill them in what you want to say. Here's Hannibal Buress, everybody.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Yeah. My favorite city to travel to is New Orleans. I like New Orleans mostly because you can drink in the street. That's a big deal. To be able to drink in the street, it makes you feel powerful when you go in a bar. Hey, give me a Jameson ginger ale to go. I don't like this place. I don't like the music you're playing. That chair is weird. Give me my drink in a plastic cup to go, and I'm hitting the streets with it. And then I'm gonna walk into another bar with that drink in hand, and I'll be ahead of the game already. It's a great city. Great music, great food, good drinking. So last year, we threw my cousin's bachelor party there. And I was the best man. I was in charge of the festivities. It's a big responsibility, you know? And I wanted to be something special. I wanted to be something different from just getting strippers in a hotel room and yelling, you know? So I was asking my friends for ideas, stuff to do that was unique to New Orleans. And my friend said, you should hire a second line to follow you guys through the street. I said, what is that? He said, a second line is a band, mostly brass instruments. You can get them to follow you through the streets of New Orleans. So basically in New Orleans, you can have your own parade for $300 on a day's notice. I said, this sounds like a great idea. How do I handle this? He said, you gotta go to the police station. So I go to the police station and talk to the parade sergeant. Sergeant Powers, I wanna throw a parade. How many people in your parade? It's five of us. Do you need help making a route for your parade? Hell yeah, I need help making a route. This is your city. This is not my city, man. Then this policeman with a gun on his side, he helps me make a route for the parade. Like, you probably don't want to hit Bourbon Street too fast. You might want to start on Canal Street. You work your way towards Bourbon, and you hit Iberville. Some people on Iberville might join your parade. Because that's what people do there also. People might just join your parade. If they're walking by themselves, they say, oh, that looks like a small, accessible parade. So everything is set. The band is booked. We got our route. Nobody else in the party knows that I'm doing this. So the day of, after dinner, I lead the group to this corner. Waiting for us is the band and a three-piece police escort. Because in New Orleans, for $300, you can mess up traffic on a day's notice. And then we start walking around. It's the best way to walk around. Band behind you, police in front of you, you feel like a champion. It was great. It was so fun. Of course, we got to get drinks, so we stop in a bar. Hey, give me five Jameson ginger ales to go. This place sucks. I got a damn parade happening outside, man. Not hanging out in here.
And the police there were so cool. The police that were escorting us. Like, when we bought the drinks, he said, oh, man, you shouldn't have bought drinks. You should have just got a whole bottle. That's a quote from a policeman. I'm so glad I don't live in New Orleans, because if I did, all I'd do is drink, gamble, and throw parades for myself all the time. Like, is that him again? Yeah, it's Friday, 6:30. That's definitely Hannibal right there. Thanks a lot, y'all. Later.
That's Hannibal Buress. Now, the summer movie season is just around the corner, and to help you decide what to see, we thought we'd quickly just run some of these movie trailers.
Out of the Old West comes the tale of the Lone Ranger.
There come a time, Kimosabi, when good man must wear mask.
Okay, thanks, Tonto. Wait a minute.
From the great beyond, the vision told me a great warrior would help me out on my quest.
You're Johnny Depp.
Sorry, I'm Tonto. You got the wrong guy.
You're totally Johnny Depp. You telling me they couldn't find any Native American actor in the whole world to play Tonto?
Hey, man. Shh. Be cool, huh?
Hey, did they say, hey, we'll just put crazy paint all over Johnny Depp's face. That'll solve it.
I'm a new kind of Tonto. More of an equal and all spiritual and stuff.
Okay.
Thanks. Can we get on with the scene now if you don't...
Johnny Depp!
Oh, come on!
Coming this summer. Also this summer, get ready to experience a hero the likes of which you've seen quite a few times over the years. Superman, Man of Steel.
I'm a space baby who is more powerful than any human on Earth.
But Superman has finally met his match.
Superman! All the buildings are collapsing and the ocean is on fire!
Okay, come on. I can't solve all that.
Perhaps I can be of some assistance.
It's Super Duper Man! He's solving all the problems that Superman couldn't!
Wait, I thought I was the hero around here. Where does Dude come from?
I came from a bigger, more powerful planet than you did, where everything is way more awesome. Now, why don't you go run along with Aquaman and the Wonder Twins?
What's that in the sky?
It's Super Duper Rooper Man!
Oh, come on!
Man of Steel, a super ooper duper schmooper adventure. And this summer, everyone's favorite little blue heroes are back and taking on more mature subject matter in Smurfs 2.
Hey, buddy, what's wrong? You look smurfing awful.
I just came back from Dr. Smurf. It's my smurfrointestinal tract. It's all smurfed up.
What the smurf do? How does he know?
It's terrible. He takes this smurfing huge hooked thing. It's called a...
Smurf?
Yeah, thank you, yes. And he pushes it through my smurf, and that's where he found all these smurfing polyps and growths, and he has to smurf the smurf out of them, otherwise my esophagus and then my liver, spleen, and eventually my smurf are in danger. My smurf blood cells are in bad shape. I might even have smurf cancer. They sent a biopsy to oncology smurf.
I wish I was surprised, but you spent all those years smurf basing and using dirty smurfs. Smurfing it all in.
Yeah. Smurfing with multiple smurfs, never using a smurf. I remember one time I smurfed to the smurf on the smurf methamphetamine, smurf smurfly, three smurfs smurfing a donkey just to smurf my smurf.
Smurf.
That's what I'm saying.
Smurfs too.
Much more still to come. This is Wits. This is Wits. I'm John Moe, here with comedian Hannibal Buress.
Hey.
Our musical guest this week has been called an alternative hip-hop artist, the Kurt Vonnegut of hip-hop, and an oddball MC. He's a member of the L.A. Collective Project Blowed and has appeared on the Paul F. Tompkins Show in Los Angeles. His latest album is Animal Hospital. Here's Open Mike Eagle.
Hello, everybody.
What's all the racket? I'm sorry, it was me, sir. Riding down Slauson, bumping 97 Weezer. Don't know all the lyrics, but I hate the keywords. All my favorite tunes are from my phones, have receivers. Got a lady and I'm on my way to meet her. Gonna form a union like a local group of teamsters. Get your tweezers, doing bio research. Hot enough to press a graphic image to a t-shirt. Party people, if you hungry, get a spoon. I've been the same laws that put a monkey on the moon. Blow the missing link between a human and a boom. You can watch the words flutter like they flew from a cocoon. But kicking people closer, they can get consumed. Then these air balloon rappers broken, you can smell the fumes. Don't know what you getting like you opening for doom. I be sneaking up on rappers just to choke them with a broom. But party people, do you feel me? And if you disagree, you should feel free. If you with it, raise your hands to the ceiling. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. Party people, do you feel me? And if you disagree, you should feel free. But if you with it, raise your hands to the ceiling. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. Nonsensical like spooning your cornbread. And everything the humans are force fed. The swim team's getting views like a porn thread. Cause we blow it up like nuclear warheads. Y'all the kernels, it's about to be popcorn. Organic music like a bum with a washboard. I do the dishes while I'm humming a Vancouver. This evening is for rapping, keep the gun in your sock drawer. And passive listeners, this music is not yours. My crew can chew up every dude in your top four. These other rappers should be doing a lot more. We keep the party rocking and we doing an encore. Yeah, and we'll be keeping your hands up. Go and brush your shoulders off and sweep off the dandruff. And all party people should stand up. No Vincent and Fitzgerald, time to man up. And party people, do you feel me? And if you disagree, you should feel free. If you with it, raise your hands to the ceiling. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. Party people, do you feel me? And if you disagree, you should feel free. If you with it, raise your hands to the ceiling. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. And I ain't afraid to ask you again. And again, and again, and again. And again, and again. It goes one, two, three, we gon' turn it out. And get it bumped with the beat, we just scream and shout. And when we hit you with the ish we got here, we gonna blow your mind, blow your mind. We keep it moving like this, we keep it moving like that. If I die, I'ma only come back. Yo, I'm saying if you think that you can step to me wrong, don't even waste your time, waste your time.
That's Open Mike Eagle with DJ Victor Holmes. Open Mike Eagle, welcome to Wits.
Thanks for having me.
You're from Chicago. What kind of music were you exposed to growing up?
Environmentally, I was exposed probably to mostly rap, but I was kind of a latchkey kid and spent a lot of time watching cable TV. So MTV hit me to a lot of other stuff that I might not have gotten.
What kind of stuff from that hooked you? Because I'm trying to find these influences that made this incredibly unique product that you make now.
I really got hooked on They Might Be Giants in like 1990. Like, seriously.
What is it about They Might Be Giants?
I think it's the creativity that they use musically. I mean, in terms of John Linnell and his like chord progressions are just amazing to me. And just the freedom with which they, allow themselves to get outside of, like, especially American macho male kind of things and kind of nerd out however they want to do, you know? Yeah.
What was going on down there in Carbondale, Illinois, at Southern Illinois University, producing you guys? I mean, I imagine that you would gather in dorms and dream of being on a public radio and show in St. Paul one day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everybody's dream. Was there some kind of unique kind of comedy scene going on down there?
There was an open mic kind of scene. So we used to have events where people would, we would gather at people's apartments, and some people would read poems, some people would read essays, some people would rap, some people would do comedy, and a lot of us got to know each other that way.
Yeah, it was this one. It was called Sunday School Sessions, and a friend, Tony Trim, he started, it was in his bedroom, and it'd be like 20 people, 15, 20 people, and it got too big for the bedroom, and moved it to the living room.
It's when you've hit the big time, when there are sofas involved. Yeah. I was looking on your Wikipedia page, and I have to ask you about this. You took place in some research for the National Institutes of Health, having to do with what happens to the brain during a freestyle rap. Tell me about that.
Yeah, me and a friend of mine were part of a pilot study where we rapped in an MRI machine, and they kind of mapped out the brain activity of like what parts of the brain get activated and deactivated when you're in the flow state of freestyle.
Were you able to get into a flow state inside of an MRI machine?
It took a long time, and I was in there for a long time. The only things I could rap about for the first 5 minutes were how creepy it was to be inside of an MRI machine rapping.
Do you have a mic, or are you just sort of shouting into the world?
They actually made, like, this weird plastic mic, because you can't have any metal in there, and these weird plastic earphones so I could hear, like, this beat that I had to rap over. It was pretty involved.
And then you're credited with, you're one of the authors on the actual published research study about this.
Yes.
So what did you find out happens to the brain?
I wasn't responsible for that part. That's the results. That's got nothing to do with me.
Well, Mike, thanks for your research, and thanks for your music, and thanks for being here. Open Mic Eagle,
thank you,
everybody.
Guys, man.
If you listen very closely, you can hear Wits. I'm John Moe, along with a comedian, Hannibal Buress, and a hip-hop artist, Open Mic Eagle. Still to come, a pop song correspondence you won't stop believing.
Number 49.
Yeah, that's me. You're calling my number here in this deli that we're in. It's my turn to order, seeing as how you have just called my number.
Please, no expositional talk in a deli. Just tell me what sandwiches in it like you want.
Okay, I'll have a club sandwich, a bag of chips, coleslaw, and cream soda.
Club, chips, slaw, cream soda?
Yes.
Let me just make sure I heard you and repeated you correctly. You want a club sandwich, you want chips, coleslaw, and cream soda.
Yeah, yes, that's what I'd like.
You've heard of how at some delis, I'm not saying this one, and I'm not saying not this one, you can use a certain code to get the good stuff or the weird stuff or the weird good stuff?
Yeah, I knew that, but that's not, what?
Of course. Jimothy, order in. Club, chips, slaw, cream soda.
Okay, coming up.
Did you just wink at me?
I didn't think you had it in you.
Had what? What?
That'll be $119.
Wait. What?
What? What?
$119 for a club sandwich with chips and coleslaw?
And cream soda.
That has got to be some cream soda.
It's not. Do you actually want something to drink? I forgot to ask.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
By my inquiry? I mean, do you mean something? If so, what is it?
Same question.
You answer first.
No, you answer first, and then I'll answer second.
Man, I forgot the question. Was it whether you wanted a drink?
Well, I do want a drink. I want a cream soda.
For real? A real can of cream soda?
That's why I ordered one.
Club sandwich, chips, slaw, cream soda.
Thank you, Jimothy. Now, sir, this is the sandwich you ordered. But I'm getting the sense that this might not be the sandwich you were anticipating.
What's in that bag?
Your order, medium rare.
Medium rare? A club sandwich, medium rare?
See, I knew it. You didn't want this at all. You got some nerve coming in here using secret code and then not even...
What secret code? What secret code?
We're in a deli, sir.
And the code is a sandwich and a side and a drink?
Not just any sandwich, side, and drink. That would be some lousy secret code if someone ordered any sandwich, drink, and a side and got a... you know what?
I don't know what.
I knew it! It wasn't so easy to arrive at our secret code accidentally. I fear I may lack cryptographic competency.
Codes and such.
Yeah, sir. Do you want this sandwich or not?
Do I want the secret sandwich or what I was in the mood for? Let me think.
Go ahead, sir. Take your own measure.
Yes. Yes. Okay, give me the secret sandwich.
I knew you had it in you. That'll be $119. Thank you, and okay. $1 of change.
All right, there you go.
Oh, thanks a lot, sir. Very generous.
All right, secret sandwich. Oh, sorry, of course. All right, here we go.
How do you like it?
It's all right.
That's what I thought, yeah.
It's not worth $119.
That's what I thought, too. But you're paying for the rarity of the animal you're eating.
What animal am I eating?
Guess.
Panda?
Yep.
Needs mustard.
That's what I thought.
It kind of tastes exactly like you think it would.
Everybody freeze, this is a bust.
Jimothy?
No, Jimothy, that's not even a name. I'm Officer Furbersham of Cop Squadron, and you just served an illegal sandwich, and you ate it, and I caught you.
You made the sandwich. You are arguably complicit. Why did you wait till now?
Cop reasons. Now let's head downtown. This is my biggest bust ever. Wait till Mom sees. She's the DA.
Here again is Open Mike Eagle.
Hey guys, hey!
I see the deepest greens, I hear the darkest blues. Might not be synesthesia, might be apartment fumes. Good, get up and dance, good, get up and dance. I will wipe my sons and get poop on my hands. He'd get in my car and be like, Daddy, play some bus driver. Why the heck it take two lines to do a one-liner? And why it take three beats to do a two-step? Sick days, I got two left, so I take five-day Rubik. I make jazz jokes till I'm flat broke. Mad and lost in that black smoke. F them if they're a white man that assumes I speak for black folks. F them if they're a white man thinks I can't speak for black folks. Let that soak in your rap quotes till your head hurt and your back broke. I'm half crack smoking, half black soap. I commit to this an imperfect blend. Hold up, it's my turn again. I'm playing 13 games on words with friends. Lift your hands, lift your head. If your clothes clean and your kids fed, my body trained to whip and feed the band, then he can tell I'm heated like infrared. Yeah, we the best, mostly. Sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest, kinda. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers.
Respect mine. Respect mine.
We the best, mostly. Sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest, kinda. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers.
Respect mine. Respect mine.
They say they looking for me, but I don't wanna hear it. You can find me at the Park District, violent tipping. With my hair disheveled and my sneakers scuffed. Or use your GPS and get your selfie features up. I went to Africa, they played me on the radio. And did I weird the people out? Yeah, maybe so. Cause all they knew was jive, and all I do is vibe. And bright green light made the program director lose his mind. He said, what type of rap is that? Ain't no bitches hoes. And I ain't even being funny, homie, didn't know. Should've said it's whimsical, like Serengeti taught me. My thoughts are very lofty, response time is very faulty. I'm far too young to lead, and way too old to die. I ain't play Call of Duty, smoke you in GoldenEye. RPG roll the die, JPG Cobra Kai, PB-13 Cobra Kai, BBG Luke Robitaille. We the best mostly, sometimes the freshest rhymers. We the tightest kinda, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers, respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers,
respect mine, respect mine.
Mostly, yes. Sometimes the freshest rhymers, yes. We the tightest kinda. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers. Respect my qualifiers.
Respect my qualifiers.
I didn't write the words to hear me singing. I
didn't sing the line before this one. And you were not the one I was addressing. That person took a train to Africa. And simultaneous events don't happen. We're isolated temporally. And the part is never called the whole thing. Though it bothers us to know it's so.
Open Mic Eagle with DJ Victor Holmes and John Munson and the Witnesses. And now the Wits Lightning Round. Short questions, great answers, possibly the other way around as well. Open Mic Eagle, if you become more famous, will you change your name to Scheduled Performance Eagle?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You're giving me a fantastic idea, John.
All right.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Noted.
Hannibal, prettiest American state in terms of geographical outline?
Oh, like the outline?
Yeah. Which one looks the nicest? Shape-wise.
Nevada's kind of dope. I like Nevada.
That's like an ill trapezoid, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I want one more. And yeah, you know, let's go Nevada. Nevada is different, but it's still precise, you know?
Hannibal, soup or salad?
Salad.
Mike, if you had to give the Statue of Liberty a regular American lady name, would it be Tracy?
No, it'd be Jessica.
Hannibal, movie that you've seen the most times?
I want to go back and say Soup. And...
Unclear on the lightning round concept, Hannibal Buress.
What movie have I seen the most? Face Off? That's not Face Off, but that's the one that I think I've seen a lot.
All right.
Take my face off.
You're gonna take your face off?
Off.
Taking my face off.
Wait, what are you gonna do with the face?
Take it off.
Off?
And then put on a different face.
Would that face have to have been taken off a different face and a different head before?
Yes.
And our final question is from a Wits listener, and it's for both of you. Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
I'm gonna have to go with the 100 duck-sized horses.
No, man. If somebody else, you have to fight the one because you can maybe get one hit and knock it out. But if you're fighting 100, then that 80 of you gonna be tired.
Nah, I can do one breakdance move like Eddie Gordo and just knock them all out or down. One like swipe.
I would do the horse-sized duck just because I feel like that'll feel it was huge. I feel more like a warrior if I did that.
That's like fighting a dinosaur though. You'd rather fight a duck-billed dinosaur than a 100 duck-sized horses?
Yeah, first of all, I'm way faster than it.
I don't know.
And that's the Wits Lightning Round. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. More with comedian Hannibal Buress and rapper Open Mic Eagle coming up. We'll be right back. This is Wits. I'm John Moe. This week's guests are comedian Hannibal Buress and hip-hop artist Open Mike Eagle. Coming up, the Wits Game Show, where we'll get down to the real truth. Support for Wits comes from an excited Labrador puppy who urges you to throw the ball, the ball, the ball, the ball, the ball, throw the ball, or the stick, the stick, the stick, the stick, throw the stick, the stick, the stick, throw it, throw it. And from Sensible Glue, because when things you care about break, who better to trust? It's not like you'd trust some crazy glue. And from Cursive Writing, a skill that will always come in useless. Now, Hannibal, I understand you actually get up here to Minnesota quite a bit for business, and...
Yeah, it's true. I have a partial ownership in a dad ranch up near Thief River Falls. I love getting up there, checking the dads, getting in and out of the city. In fact, I was just heading up there now. Want to come along?
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Let's just get in your car here. All right. Seatbelt on. Okay, well, now we're in your car, driving up through Minnesota, and while we travel, why don't you just fill in the audience about what a dad ranch is?
Well, 85% of dads in America are raised here in Minnesota. It's dad country. Iowa has corn, Minnesota has dads. They grow them, feed them, nurture them, and when the time is right, ship them out to families all over the country. Ah, right, here we are, the Big Recliner Dad Ranch. Oh, look, there's Marlene. She's in charge.
Well, hello, Hannibal. Always nice to see you.
Hey, Marlene. This is John Moe from the radio show Wits.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am. My goodness. Look at all those dads roaming free out there. How many head of dad you got here, Marlene?
Nigh on to 500 most of the time.
We'll have a lot less after next week. A lot of these guys are ready to go home.
Wow. Can I meet some up close?
Well, let's bring one over. You don't want to go into their pen. Liable to get attaboy to death. They're pretty frisky at this age. Oh, here we go. Now, look at this handsome fella.
Son, daughter, hey, champ. Ball game. Socket wrench set.
Oh, I love the markings. And those dockers look great on him. Is it okay if I talk to him?
Sure, play with him. He loves it. Give him a challenge.
A challenge? Okay. Let's see. Hey, Pops, I just crashed your car, and I scored the winning touchdown, and me and Becky are getting married. What do you say?
Gosh, son, there comes a time in a man's life when the right thing, you can't go wrong with a big piece of steak. My slippers now. Now, Richard Nixon there was, I saw Loverboy in concert.
Hey, there, calm down. Marlene, he'll settle down eventually, right?
Oh, sure. Once you get him into a 9-to-5 job and a recliner of his own, he'll level out.
Oh. He's punching me on the shoulder. That's adorable. Now, this guy over here, he's a ways off from going out into the world, right? This one playing Xbox?
No, that's the new breed. Marlene, tell him about these dads.
It's a hybrid of an adolescent and a traditional dad. It's actually very popular. It's called a man-child.
Oh.
Ah, here he comes.
Son, I got to a new level on Call of Duty Black Ops. Extreme Mountain Dew. Do your homework.
Well... I guess there's a dad for everyone.
It is a recession-proof industry.
Oh, this place is so cool. I really should bring my kids up here.
Well, if you want to stick around, you can help me feed them. We're having pot roast and Budweiser.
Pot roast, Budweiser.
No. I got to get back to my show. There's something about this place, though. You know, I've never been here, but it feels so familiar.
You don't? Marlene, he really doesn't remember?
They never do, Hannibal, I'm telling you. But watch this. John, Dad, I need some advice.
Come into my den. You got to live by the golden rule. Sports machines, and I was reading in the Saturday evening.
Wow. This is it. This is the ranch where I was bred.
You never forget your ranch. Not completely.
Well, this has been great. Bye, Marlene. Good luck, other dads.
Watch the sports.
Pop song correspondences. A letter to Journey from their editor. Hi, Journey. I listened to your demo for Don't Stop Believin'. First, believing has a G on the end. Apostrophe should have been gone. But we have bigger problems. The first verse starts out okay. I'm intrigued by the young lady, but I don't think you understand trains.
Just a small town girl.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
You can't just buy a ticket to anywhere. They won't sell you that. Then comes the boy from a part of Detroit that doesn't actually exist. It's not on any map, you guys. You'd know that if you did a thing called research.
I'm just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah, how would a train do that precisely, go anywhere? I mean, do you know what tracks are? Your name is Journey. Please learn about transportation. Now, do the girl and boy ever meet? Where? You never tell us. You just jump to some bar and set the action for something that never happens.
Singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Wait, I'm confused. Are small town girl and city boy hooking up in a dive bar because they've already hit bottom? Because last I heard they were getting on trains. You need a second act, but instead you go to the chorus and bring in a bunch of new, totally undefined characters.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard, the shadows searching in the night.
Okay, the strangers are waiting, and then their shadows leave their bodies, impossible, to search in the night when it's dark and shadows can't exist. Wow.
Street lights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Okay, details. Where are they hiding? Somewhere in the night. We don't know. We're Journey. Have you ever heard of narrative structure? Is that not rock and roll enough for you? Because guess what? You're not that rock and roll. You're Journey, everybody's older sister's favorite band. So now the song is winding down, and I really hope to get back to the girl and boy on their ill-defined trains. But suddenly, it's Steve Perry back and in the first person with some more word salad.
Everybody wants a thrill, paying anything to roll the dice just one more time. Some will win, some will lose, and some are born to sing the blues. Oh, the movie never ends, it goes on and on and on and on.
It sure does, Journey. Sure does. Look, forget about this song. It's never gonna be a hit. The public won't put up with such terrible writing. I believe in you, but I'm not believing this. Sincerely, your editor. That's Janie Winterbauer as Steve Perry there. Wits, a show, you listening, me, John Moe, guests, comedian Hannibal Buress, and hip-hop artist Open Mike Eagle. Hey, let's check the findings. Yes, it's according to a recent study, the latest from the world of research in the unlikely event you need to know. Neil Armstrong did not blow his line after all. See, he was supposed to say that's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind when he landed on the moon in 1969. But the popular belief has always been that he blew it, instead saying that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, which is both nonsensical and a little bit sexist. Audio researchers from Michigan State and Ohio State University now say they've discovered an A or an A on the recording, vindicating the late astronaut's long-held assertion that he did it right. Researchers have yet to explain Armstrong's subsequent comment, Howard Stern rules, Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Marriages that start out online are happier than ones that start out on World. That's according to a report in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I love when those guys proceed. The study, it must be noted, was sponsored by the dating site eHarmony, and one of the authors is on eHarmony's scientific advisory board. Another finding, eHarmony has a scientific advisory board. New York is the most competitive city in the world, according to a study sponsored by Citigroup. It measured factors like economic strength, political stability, and ability to attract workers and tourists. London was ranked as second most competitive. Reached for comment, New York said, "You suck, London. You suck. You want a piece of me?" Hey, easy there, New York. And now, the Wits Game Show. This week, we can handle the truth. Hannibal, you are a stand-up comedian. Mike, you are a hip-hop artist. You are both skilled communicators, and that makes you qualified to reveal the truth about the world we live in. The real truth, the hidden truth behind so many things in the world that we just take for granted. As always, I will award a winner after each round in an unfair, capricious, and arbitrary manner, and many people will be furious.
Yeah.
Here we go. Gentlemen, the truth behind, and Hannibal, you'll go first here.
Cool.
The truth behind the interstate highway system.
Well, the truth behind the interstate highway system is that it was a lot of people that didn't want to go to other states. And there were no highways at first, but some people wanted to travel, and it was all built by one guy. The whole thing, and he was just an ambitious guy. He just started out with a little dream to drive from St. Paul to Peoria, Illinois, and so he just built it on the way, just making a trip. 1985.
All right.
That's difficult. It's difficult to follow.
That's difficult. Now, Mike.
I feel like he cheated somehow.
As his former RA, you can bust him, I think. That's still, there's no statute of limitations. Open Mike Eagle, please tell us the story behind the interstate highway system.
I guess when you're on it, you know, feet are on the road, it just looks like a road. But if you know, the higher you get, the higher perspective you have, you see that it's really just this really interconnected cursive that you said was useless earlier, but it spells out the secret word that we're trying to communicate to the aliens in the universe that brought us here.
One answer gives me hope for the past and the resiliency of people in the past. That was Hannibal's. The other one gives me hope for the future and that we might not be doomed after all. I'm giving that one to Open Mike Eagle.
Ooh!
Mike, you'll go first on this one. Please tell us the real story, because it can't be just what it appears to be on the surface. The real story, please, about granola.
Granola? So the first granola that was made was actually the Sweet Valley people. They've been trying to make these bars actually for 30 years, but every time they put one together, it just falls apart. And so until they got the technology right to keep the bars together, they were just selling the shavings and offal, I don't know how you pronounce that word, and in whatever containers they had around the factory.
Just piles of stuff.
Exactly. So every granule of granola is just a piece of a withered giant granola bar that's been around since 1962.
Hannibal Buress, please tell us the story behind granola.
The story behind granola is really it's a deep story, you know. 1922. A man was just hanging out. He hated his job at the time. He wasn't happy with his job. His kids didn't respect him. His wife said he didn't communicate well enough. He had a drinking problem. And It just wasn't going well. This man was upset. So, to win the respect of his children, he invented a new food. Granola.
I suspect you had Eugene O'Neill's help with the answer, but I'm still giving the round to Hannibal Buress. All right, it's a tie right now.
It's tense.
And this is the final question. This will decide it all. Hannibal, you'll go first here.
All right.
The real truth behind Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, when he was a child, he was always wrong. He was just a pure idiot. The man was just a dumb, dumb child. And he just wanted to create a situation where he could be right all the time. And what better way to do that than a TV trivia show where he has all the answers right in front of him. So that's the history of Alex Trebek.
Open mic Eagle, over to you. The true story behind Jeopardy host Alex Trebek.
Actually, his answer was the truth.
Hannibal Buress wins the game.
Yeah!
The winner is Hannibal Buress. Here's more music from Open Mic Eagle.
My stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite. I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on like I glitter in the sun. Let me go on. Big hands, I know you're the one.
A lot of people help make Wits happen, thanks to our broadcast engineer Rob Byers and Fitzgerald Theater staff Tom Campbell, Alan Freckman, Mike Wongan, and Dan Zimmerman. We're on Twitter, at Wits, on Facebook, just look for us, and on the World Wide Web at witsradio.org. You can get information there on past and future shows. All of our shows are podcasts on iTunes. Check us out. Write a review if you could. Wits is written by me and Ben Acker and Ben Blacker, Allison Augusty and Lauren McGuire, and Wendy Molyneux and Jeff Drake. Darren Solomon wrote the According to a Recent Study theme song. Our acting company this week included Bill Corbett. We're joined, as always, by music director John Munson and the witnesses Steve Rome, Joe Savage, Richard Medick, and Janie Winterbauer. Thanks to our musical guest, Open Mic Eagle, and, of course, Hannibal Buress. Our executive producer is Peter Clowney, which was created by our guru of staged events, Tony Boll, senior producer Larissa Anderson, and me. I'm John Moe. Bye now.
Let me go on, like I blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one.
Hi, folks. It's John Moe again. Here's a little something extra from this week's show, just for you. He's a hip-hop artist based here in the Twin Cities. He's a founding member of the Doomtree Collective. He's the host of POS Is Ruining the Current, heard Saturday nights at 11 on 89.3 The Current. Here's POS and or other.
Hello. Yeah, hello.
Right, rhymes and rhyme, right? Yeah, that about sums it up. But while some of them get crunk, I get stories and truths. I share views. See, I see why crews choose the Fox News. I see in CNBC. I see NBC. By the show, it's crystal clear without a PCS phone. POS is known for heart. I spit from the home, put it to music. Then let them download the ringtone. From a broken home, stories are hard times past. In a broken home, that ain't a breeze, it's a draft. Because the wind windows cracked, it's where the heart isn't broken or not. I won't turn my back. Word to Grace Deutsch, thanks for the boom and support. Let me see you guys smile, even for the radio. We ain't got a word, we talk, we can deal with whatever. This is for those who can't pay the rent. Run out of toilet paper, find the Sunday paper, wipe it with the president. This is for them thugs who don't crack but stop because they saw firsthand what crack does. This is for all the artists who know their work is just a drop in the ocean, but do it anyway. Hoping this is for everybody who carries the world's weight but stands up straight. Put a hand up, they can see it on the radio. I can probably see it. I can see it. I'm here.
Everybody at home, put your hand up to the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Hold the radio up in the air.
Yeah. John Key said.
Now, is it the money or the past dues? The switchblades, the stab wounds. Why's it always gotta be bad news, huh? Why's it always gotta be bad? You choose one, some new-ish, or fix what you had. See, growing up, I shook the bomber on the poverty line. But wait, I got away with the bait. To this minute, I'm dealing with nightcrawlers who lure my math. What you think? New-ish, or fix what I have? I think of hooks, right lines, and sync with the times. Get fished in, caught by the decline. I fought only to find I'm not right in the mind. I'm left, I mean, I'm fine, just not so blind. I'd rather be forgotten than remembered for giving in. Refuse to lose my name like sense. Away with spirits, I am fear personified. No place to hide if you're locked in your mind, right? You ever feel like you got a closet to clean? You can't find the key, look but you lost the thing. You ever feel you know exactly where it is, but don't wanna see? Me too, I don't care where, just fall right. I'm escape personified, drop the P from pride and hop in my car. Drive far, I'm escape personified, drop the P from pride and hop in my car. Run out of toilet paper, find the Sunday paper, wipe it with the president. This is for them thugs who don't crack but stop because they saw firsthand what crack does. This is for all the artists who know their work is just a drop in the ocean, but do it anyway. Hoping this is for everybody who carries the world's weight but stands up straight. All right.
Yeah.
I wish I had some vibes in my house. It's gorgeous.
That's POS with Amber Other and John Munson and the Witnesses.